Warning, content not suitable for children. Listener discretion advised, yo.
On our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than dead. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance.
Screaming Chewy Show, your source of entertainment and overall fuckery. And the show starts now. This episode is brought to you by Dubby Energy. Tired? Craving an energy drink, but you don't want to feel shitty and jittery afterwards? Well, try Dubby. Dubby Energy has this Neurofactor. It's a patented all-natural coffee cherry extract to help fuel you. Yeah, this ingredient is what gives Dubby its laser focus and fast reflex effects, making it perfect for gamers. So, whether it's just had a long night, you know, just need some energy to go to work, maybe a pre-workout, or you want to get some gaming done, Dubby is for you. I highly recommend this. And they got some amazing flavors as well. Very creative too, such as Dragonade, right? Dragonberry and Lemonade, Galaxy Grenade, Beach and Peach. Yes, delicious. It's basically Kool-Aid that gets you pumped. So what the hell are you waiting for? Check them out at dubby.gg. That's dubby.gg. Yeah, and guess what? And for 10% off at checkout, enter this coupon code, right? I got you. It's Screaming Chewy SH, all right? All together, caps. Screaming Chewy SH. And yeah, you got 10% off. Dubby, check them out. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. And I'd like to welcome a special guest, longtime guest, homie. You know him, Roderick Edwards.
Roderick Edwards. Here I am.
And, you know, living in Florida, Florida man. And I'm surprised you haven't came out in the news yet. It's Florida man, bro. Proud of you, bro. Proud of you.
Yeah, I don't. As soon as I get my quad, I'll be able to be on that. I just don't have a quad yet. So it's kind of, you know, they really don't follow you around unless you got one of those things.
And man, so interesting topic today, bro. Talking about, you know, there's some crazy shit happening today, you know, in politics, you know, just this world, this economy. A lot of people, you know, left, right, this and that. You know, what if a civil war happened right here, man?
Yeah. Civil war. Who would start it? The left or the right? Who do you think?
I think the right would happen, would start it, because the left, I don't know, they seem softer.
I don't know, but they're more violent. I mean, for example, we have this stuff going on at the all these universities, this Palestinian protest, and they're taking over a lot of the university grounds and busting things up, and the police are having to climb through the windows. I mean, you didn't see that even in January 6th. Matter of fact, on January 6th, you see all those videos of the Capitol Police taking selfies and shit with them. So, I mean, they weren't too scared. I mean, yes, you see some of those videos where there's fighting and going on and stuff, but then you see them walking through the Capitol with the Capitol Police, telling which way to go, and like I said, taking selfies with them. But here with this Palestinian thing, they're taking over these places, then they're demanding. We demand a vegan and gluten-free meals. Didn't you plan this little revolution out before you, you know, you should have maybe got the food before that you got in there. So it's hilarious.
Very true, man. And you know, January 6th, the insurrection in the Capitol, they're, like you said, they were taking selfies and it was like a tour. You know, they're like, stop by home, take a picture of this, you know, like they're having a good time, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't really as destructive. I mean, if you want the right wing, especially since they're the ones that own all the guns, if they really wanted to have a insurrection, then it would have happened. But it obviously was more of a, hey, matter of fact, when we talked about this before, but we think maybe the Antifa and BLM, probably the ones that helped smash the windows and stuff like that, because, mm-hmm. you know, they're typically at all these Trump things, and they weren't there, at least not an obvious way. So we think they're incognito inside the crowd and kind of ushered the, got things rolling, and then dumb, you know, hey, let's go in there. And I thought it was cool. And obviously it was cool because nobody was really doing it. They were taking pictures of each other, but the whole campus thing that's going on now is much different. You see the police beating them down. You see them trying to camp on. We talked about this before when they took over parts of Seattle and stuff. We're trying to declare it a free country. You know, it's a free zone. Like, you know, that's
right.
That's what the left does. So I don't know. So let's back up a little bit. Civil War. So we had, America had its own civil war. I went back up a little bit and see, and compare that to what could happen today. So I don't know if you're aware. I know a little bit of history. So there's what someone called the Mason-Dixon line. Maybe if you've heard of that before. Mm-hmm. You never heard of that? People will say, don't cross the Mason-Dixon line. You're probably too young, but older folks, one generation more, would know that. And so what happened there is when they first were setting up the first colonies, there was Pennsylvania and Maryland. Maryland was a bunch of Catholics, and Pennsylvania was the Pennsylvania Dutch. And so when the king gave them the charter, saying, here, you can have this part and you can have this part, the king, unfortunately, was relying on bad maps. And so when they figured out where the division was between the two states, it was not clear. So that compromise was given the Mason-Dixon line. So these guys named Mason and Dixon, that was their names, came out and drew up and surveyed the little line. So the reason why this is important, because later on, as the Civil War approached in the 1820s, 1840s, this so-called Mason-Dixon line became the dividing line between the North and South.
Oh.
So that's the reason why it's important. So for the most part, you knew if you were on the southern side of this Mason-Dixon line, you were in southern territory. And if you were on the north side of this Mason-Dixon line, you were on the northern side, the Union side. Now, if there's going to be another civil war, we're too divided. So what's going to happen if there's another civil war? Your neighbors might be on their own personal Mason-Dixon line. So whatever your ideologies are, your neighbor's ideology may be completely different. So your traitors, your enemies might be your neighbors. You won't be able to have this comfort where you know that everybody around me is on my side. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be any moment somebody you're talking to is going to want to kill you because they're not on your side. That's going to be different in the next civil war.
You know, and I love that you mentioned that about, you know, you're in your own home in your own neighborhood and you can't trust nobody. Right. Mm-mm. And so like in the Civil War, I believe they also called it like total war, right? Because the war was in your own backyard, you know, the soldiers will be going through your farm or right. over your house. Cause they need a place to stay, you know, like, This war is in your own backyard.
Right. You had all these beautiful mansions down south, and you had whether it was also not just the north coming down these mansions, but sometimes the southern soldiers had needed a place to stay, and they would basically kind of intimidate you. Either you let us stay here or some bad things are going to happen. So the women would cook the food and you kill the hog and the chickens and everything else, and they'd take care of these guys. So they can get them out of there quick as possible, because otherwise they might burn down your house, even if they were your allies, just because you're pissing them off. So just imagine a civil war now. You have your neighbor who, before, all you did is squabble with him. Hey, you cut your damn grass. It's too damn long. And now here's this civil war, and he's wanting to kill you. He's got this opportunity. Sort of like the whole, what was those series of shows?
Like The Purge?
Yeah, The Purge. Now they got the opportunity. I always hated you. You complained about my dogs barking. Now I'm going to kill you, you know, because there's going to be chaos. If there's civil war, there's not going to be any authority. You're not going to be able to call the police and go, yeah, my neighbor's being threatening. Can you come down here and do something about it? No, there won't be any of that. You're going to have to take care of yourself. And that's the reason I kind of joked about these purple-haired, androgynous, vegan, gluten-free, you know, people. They start crying. If you ever watch some of these videos of them getting tackled by the police, leave me alone. You're hurting me. You're hurting me. I mean, that's what's going to go on. These people aren't used to actual. They're cosplayers. You know, they're weekend warriors or that go out and it got done with their lattes or got done playing their Call of Duty, and then they think they're going to do the real thing, and it doesn't work out quite like that. So, compared to the so-called right wingers, who Maxine Waters said they're up in the hills right now, preparing for civil war. I don't know if you saw her saying that recently.
Yeah.
That's not what they're doing. Then they accused Trump not too long ago of saying there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. He did not say that. Just like he didn't say all Mexicans are bad. He said Mexicans who are illegal. Actually, he didn't say Mexicans. People come across the border who come from any place across the border. Now that you have a bunch of Chinese and Afghan, you have all kinds of people come across that southern border now. He said the ones that are coming over illegal, we don't know who they are. We can't vet them. There's lots of bad guys in there too. The MS-13. He said they're all bad hombres. But it got twisted, and they said that he said, all Mexicans are bad. And he didn't say that. Just like he didn't say there's going to be a bloodbath if he's not elected. He's saying that the auto industry is going to suffer a bloodbath if he's not elected, because they're going to open up and let Chinese and the Mexicans and everything else take over the American auto industry, just like they did when they did the NAFTA, even worse. That's what he said. But they just grabbed that bloodbath thing and said, if he's not elected, he's going to say there's going to be a civil war at the bloodbath. So all this stuff that's going on is just horrible, and it's ramping people up on both sides to want to, you know, what are we going to do if this comes down to a moment where we have to decide what to do? Because sitting on the fence is not going to work anymore here soon.
Yeah, and you know, considering what happened January 6th, I mean, who knows what could happen now, right? Because if that happened, and it seemed like it was allowed, you know, like. If they got away with that, like, who knows what could happen now?
Well, the guy, the chief of the Capitol Police, I think it's Sundry, I think his last name is, like, might Sudan or something like that. Anyhow, he mentioned he had a big long interview with Tucker Carlson. That's right before Tucker Carlson got canned, and he brought him back again and did another interview because he couldn't get to air it. But anyhow, this guy said that he felt like it was a setup. It didn't go at all. He wasn't in communication with the people who he'd normally be in communication with. It's like the government planned for all this to happen so they could blame it on it. And this is the chief of the Capitol Police saying this. This isn't just some wild conspiracy guy saying it. This isn't Rod Edwards on your podcast saying it. This is the Capitol Police guy saying something wasn't right with this whole thing. And so, and what a perfect setup. Oh, those right wingers, they're horrible. If you can't get them, if they get elected again, they'll take over and destroy our democracy, which is not a democracy, it's a republic. If you ever, you know, set the Pledge of Allegiance, they never even say the word democracy. So yeah, there's going to be problems because you're going to have all these people ramped up on both sides. And now what? Now what do they do? What's going to be the thing that sparks it?
Oh man, it won't take much now, man. It's getting pretty heated now. You know,
yeah,
things are getting fucking crazy. And like you said, the protests and for Palestine, you know, and I don't get it, to be honest.
No, and we could go into that a little bit. We'll hijack our show too much on that. But obviously, Israel was reestablished in 1947 by vote of the United Nations. So in one way, Israel, and I'm not advocating for Israel like I'm some kind of religious person saying they're God's chosen people or anything like that. I'm just saying, by the UN vote, they're probably the most legitimate country on the face of the earth, because you had a vote by all these countries that are part of the UN saying, hey, let's establish a new country or reestablish a country that existed in the first place. And so when they were established in 1947, the Arabs, who did not own that land, there was no such country called Palestine. Before that, it was administered by the Ottoman Empire, and then after that by the British. And then, like I said, there was a vote in 1947. The Jews that were fleeing back from Nazi Germany came back and reestablished themselves as a nation. Well, the Arabs didn't like that, so they immediately attacked the Jews and said, no way, we're not going to live here with you people. And so the Jews attacked back and they were winning. They did that again in 1967, repeated that whole process and won even more land. And so my point is, this has been going on for almost 75 years where the Muslims who are on the outskirts, the Gaza and the West Bank and the Golan Heights, they attack Israel every once in a while, just like they did on October 7th of this year, where they flew the paragliders over and hit that concert and raped the women and killed people and took hostages. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening, Israel said, fuck this. We're getting tired of this over and over. We tried to live in peace with you guys. You don't want to live in peace, so get the hell out. And so now they're pushing really hard. Nope, we're getting rid of you. Because you see that little phrase they say, to the sea, to the mountains, to the sea, or what that, like the most. What they mean by that is, we want to run the Jews completely out of the land until they're dead. Well, how can you live at peace with somebody that wants you dead? Mm-hmm. So the Jews are like, no. No, go back to Jordan. There's all kinds of Arab countries right around you that you can go to. So you got all these little American kids that are going to these colleges that don't understand this issue at all. They, oh, those Jews, they're bad. Get rid of them, blah, blah, blah. They don't even know why they're protesting. A lot of them can't even spell. I think there was something, I can't remember which university. They spelled Free Palestine across the steps of the university. They misspelled Palestine. P-A-L-A. It's P-A-L-E, Palestine. You're at a university. You're supposed to be educated. You can't even spell the region you're protesting. So my point is, you got all these people ramped up for these things. And when the first Civil War, people say, well, that was over slavery. That was one part of it. It's actually over states' rights. Do states have the right to run their states how they want to? Like, for example, you have some states here now that are outlawing abortion almost completely. And the other states go, no, we're not going to outlaw at all. Mm-hmm. And then other states go, let's force the other states to do what we do. Let's force the other states. Let's make sure those other states have to do what we do. And so back during the Civil War, that upset the states. They said, we don't want to be forced to do what you do. It didn't really matter that it was over slavery, because slavery was already on its way out. The cotton gin had been invented. Slavery was moving westward. With the new territories that were acquired in the Louisiana Purchase. You might have heard of that in school when we bought from the French. So all that was going out the door anyhow. Probably another 10, 15 years, slavery would have just stopped anyhow without any kind of war. But so anyhow, I don't know what we're going to do with this, because you're going to be, I'm going to be, we're all going to be. I'm down a little bit further, although I'll still have crazy Florida men probably wanting to go to war with me. But most of the people around me are probably, you know, if you want to call them good old boys, you know, they're going to be like that. But that's not where the lines are going to be drawn. Who knows where the lines are going to be drawn?
Yeah, yeah.
It could be drawn all the, I have an EBT card and you don't. I hate your guts, so I'm going to shoot you. Who knows how it's going to be drawn?
Yep. And then, you know, some states, they're really strict on guns. Some are not. So it's not going to be a, you know, even playing field, you know?
No, it's not. And you have a lot of times you have people traveling from one state to another state. You had even that they get upset with the Kyle Rittenhouse issue.
Oh, where
he traveled to that one state and yes, he was carrying a gun. He thought he was going to protect certain things. And then what happened is people would, you know, you're an asshole, we'll challenge you. And I have a gun, you better back off. But they didn't think he'd shoot him. And he did shoot him. He shot two or three people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't murder, it's self-defense. But people can argue, well, see, you've been there with a gun. Okay, whether you should or not. At the point that it was happening, it was self-defense. Those people were trying to hit him with skateboards and everything else. He was on his back even. So, again, the Civil War is going to be like this, but on a massive scale. You're going to have Antifa. You're going to have Black Lives Matter. You're going to have the fake, what do they call them? The Patriotic Front. Do you see those guys? They're all wearing the tan khakis and the light blue shirts, and their faces are. Those are FBI agents, because when they get arrested, you always see the police there and they have them down on their knees, but they still have their mask on. What police officer let you leave your mask on? You're getting arrested. Yeah, it's fraud.
You're right. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's all propaganda. Most so-called Trump supporters or right wingers wouldn't even wear a mask in the first place. They don't care. We're proud to show who we are. We don't care. Fuck you. You know, they don't go around hiding themselves. That's the people still wearing the COVID mask at the Palestinian rallies here.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
You notice they're still wearing that, and the police pull them off right away and make them look into the camera because they want people to see who they are so that employers won't hire them and things like that, kind of self-doxing yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you know that Kyle Rittenhouse, that was definitely, you know, that's fuck around and find out right there.
Yeah. So, and there'll be more of that.
And I noticed it was mostly leftists. They were upset at that, you know, like, but, you know, yeah, he did go to another state, you know, but like you said, he defended his life, man. And I don't know why people have a problem with that, you know, because like you said, he was on the ground and
multiple times. And well, he said he went there to protect a lot of the businesses, because we've seen it over and over. The businesses get burnt down. I mean, there was, especially when the BLM was going on, they were burning down, black people were burning down black owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, there's an interview, I saw him. He was like, he'd been there like 36 years. He built up this company and he's like, I have nothing left now. Even with the insurance, I can't rebuild. I'm done. Why would you do that to me?
Yeah, so, people don't realize a lot of these small businesses, their insurance don't cover civil unrest, you know?
Right.
So they just ruin somebody's life, you know?
So.
And so I don't think people are prepared to see their own neighborhood just fucking burned down, you know, during a civil war, or being shot at by your neighbors, you know?
Yeah. And feel like you, because we've been taught for so long, well, if you ever have any problems, just call the police. Okay, well, the police aren't going to be able to come to you. They're going to be doing more important things, probably protecting the police precincts and politicians, because they're not going to be able to come help you. So you're on your own.
What is the most dangerous book you have ever read? How about Mein Kampf by the notorious leader of the Nazis, Adolf Hitler? Or the book the Beatles warned us about in their classic song, Revolution, quotations from Chinese Communist leader Chairman Mao? Maybe you would hide your copy of Bertrand Russell's Why I'm Not a Christian. Or even semi-fictional works like Salman Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses. That book had him living in hiding from angry Muhammad followers. But what about a book that is most likely not only dangerous to own and read, but could very well be illegal in many countries? Roderick Edwards' book, How to Overthrow a Government, takes the reader on a historical and hypothetical journey of revolutions, civil war, and sedition. From ancient Chinese farmers turning their farm tools into weapons, to the attempted impeachment of the U.S. President Trump. This book has it all. Get it today before it's banned forever.
And like I said, The Purge, those people know you're on your own. How are they going to be identified? If they shoot you, they're just one of many people that are going around shooting people. I hear I don't know where you live. I think you live more of a suburban area, but I live in, every night I hear gunshots because people are just toying around with their guns. I don't think they're shooting anybody, but they're toying around. And some of them have those bump stocks.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, I hear a lot of that going on too. So, you know, there's lots of guns where I am. So I don't know who and who won't be my friend if that comes down to it. They might not like me. They might say, that's that guy who lives behind that 7-foot wall. He thinks he's an asshole. They don't even know me, but that's what they might think. So.
And, you know, if there's neighbors that know each other, they might even know what guns you have, you know?
Yeah. I don't want people to know what I have.
So. You know, and that's pretty smart. That's pretty smart, you know? They don't, you know, it's like Russian roulette. They don't know what they're going to get, you know?
They do know I have a lot of cameras, and they do know I can turn lights on all over the property instantly because I have it all hooked up to the Alexa. Although I'm working on, there's a thing, I can't remember the name of it now, but you can get a device that's completely Wi-Fi. So if your internet goes down and your Alexa goes down, you can still control all your lights and stuff like that and your cameras with this.
Oh, thing. Shit.
It's like
it's like a backup kind of deal.
Yeah, and I want to get that set up here pretty soon because if things go to crap. But I mean, like we have a little small farm going on here. We have chickens and vegetables and various things. I have a greenhouse, not to tell people where I am or anything, but so long as we weren't being attacked, we could be sustained for a while. I live on a 17-acre lake, so I have access to water. Even if my well is not working, I can just, you know, bucket water out and heat it up. So where I am right now is pretty good.
Prepared, man. Prepared. Surviving.
I just need to get one of those cannons that Joe Biden said I'm not allowed to have. He's wrong on that, by the way. He's private citizens couldn't own cannons. Yes they could, and they did. Matter of fact, during the revolution, because a lot of these people would have in civil war, the military went around and were asking farmers, do you still have your cannon you had when blah blah blah? We'd love to put it into our commission and use it for our cause. The private citizens owning cannon. So, I mean, you can make a cannon. Cannons aren't even that hard to make. Big long cylinder metal tube, put some kind of projectile in it and pack it in with some gunpowder behind it. Boom! Might not be very accurate, but it's still a cannon.
Oh, you can put anything in there, man. Yeah.
Screws and nails and whatever you want to, and that's pretty awesome. So, and so this Joe Biden doesn't know what he's talking about most of the time.
And talking about cannons and projectiles like that, in Vietnam, they had flechettes and bombs. And they're these little, like, almost like drywall nails. But at the end, where the head would go, it had little fins. So they're like metal darts.
Oh, so they can't come back out the other way. You pull them out, you rip your...
Yep. And so, like, when the bomb, like, here's the ground, and the bomb, before it hit the ground, it would blow up. Boom. And the flechettes, they would, like, pin people to trees, bro. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. I think they call them O-shits.
Yep. Oh shit.
Here it comes.
And they have those in shotgun shells nowadays, bro. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. The shotgun shells. Hey, yeah. What's that other thing? You can. They're targets right now, but you shoot at them and they blow up. I can't remember what the name. They have a name.
I think it's Tannerite.
Yeah, Tannerite. I hear a couple people using those around here too.
Yep. I've used some of that. We just take it out to the desert, blow it up. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, but you know, you could maybe rig traps with that, or I mean, it's explosive, but you never know.
Yeah, maybe if you get really good, I mean, put it inside some kind of shotgun shell, so when it gets out and hits whatever it hits, it blows up. I don't know.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
So the Civil War, these people, you don't know who's going to be heavily armed and what their beef is with you. What they want to do. And there's some people that are good people, like we've seen before, and even like Walking Dead and things like, I know it's a zombie show, but when it gets desperate and your family doesn't have food, everybody's your target now. Because you're going to do what you got to do for your family. Sorry, dude, I got to take all your food. And if you resist, I'm going to have to shoot you. Even though they might have been your best friend at one point in the neighborhood. But wait a minute, didn't we have a barbecue last week? That was last week. This week, I need everything you got. So... I don't know what people are going to think, because there's this, we're so used to law and order, and it's not going to happen if the Civil War breaks out. And some people are going to be prepared, and some people are thinking they're going to be, you know, heroes and the cosplayers like I talked about, and they're just going to get mowed down by the real ones.
You're not ready.
By the motorcycle gangs and by the good old boys and by, you know, by the gangsters and people who actually have used weapons and killed people, or going to go against people who think they can kill people.
You know, there's some people that have been waiting for this their whole life.
Yeah. Now, add into that, just like happened during our revolution, I don't know if you knew this, but during our revolution, it wasn't just us against the British. The French came and basically gave us logistics and helped coordinate some of our military and told us what to do. And the English, they hired mercenaries from Germany called Hessians, who had nothing to do with this, and they fought against us. The Germans did back then. So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So in this new Civil War, they're going to have all kinds of people gunning for America. They're coming in here from other sides, and maybe they'll be really bold and up front, or maybe they'll just be quietly arming certain people they want to win. We want this group to win, because when they do win, we'll, you know, they'll have to be a puppet government for us. Who knows who it'll be? We'll be the Chinese. We'll be the Mexicans. We'll be just about everybody. Hates America because they're jealous. America is strange how it was founded, because they called it the New World. It was away from everything. So when shit happened in World War I and World War II, as you know, in Europe, all them countries got into war and fought with each other. We were basically safe way over here, because we had a big water between us. And this was, especially in World War I, it was kind of pre-flight or right at flight. None of that stuff could really touch us. So... that's the reason why people kind of been jealous. Oh, you guys had it so easy. But now they're kind of gunning for us. So even Mexicans might hate America and want to come up here and take over. Canadians, damn it, we're sick of you making fun of our syrup and our little maple flag. We're going to have our say with you.
I believe they'll be shooting at us and still apologize.
I'm sorry, I have to kill you. So,
So total war just happening in your own backyard. I don't think people are prepared for that. And like how you were mentioning, you know, maybe the government will hide, you know, special force, special ops, and maybe they're dressed as civilians or a certain group, you know, so that this side will win, or, you know, you never know.
Well, you're into conspiracies. And we've talked about before. But remember when all the BLM riots and the Antifa riots were going around? And it seemed like the night before, there were videos of big-ass,
Oh, the bricks.
Bricks and shit. Yeah, bricks they were leaving. Like, what the hell, all these bricks there? So they could smash windows with. Like, there was no reason for those bricks to be there, big loads of bricks.
Yes. So,
yeah, so, I mean, and it wasn't just one time. It was multiple times that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? The government doesn't do that. I mean, our government has not. America has been at war since its founding. It's weird. We're talking about that. So we have, at our founding, we have, obviously, the revolution. And then right after that, we got involved in what's called the Barbary Wars, because the Muslims were controlling the Mediterranean, which is that little water between Africa and Europe. So the Barbary pirates and the Muslims were controlling that. And for 200 years, they were making the Europeans pay a ransom. They would take their ships and, hey, either give us some money or we'll kill your people and steal all your shit. Well, when we started trading with Europe, they started doing that same shit to us. And we're like, what the fuck? We're a brand new country. We didn't do anything to you. Well, Allah says we have to get the infidels wherever we find them. And so Thomas Jefferson said, no, this shit ain't happening with us. At first, we paid him some ransom. After a while, we stopped doing that. That's the reason why I think it's the to the shores of Tripoli, blah, blah, you know, the song I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's where that came from, because we went over there and kicked their asses, because we're like, we're done with that. And so there's our first war. And then the War of 1812, the British thought they're going to come back and get us again, and they didn't. And then we're moving up to 1812. Then we have the Civil War between ourselves in 1860s. And then we have, basically, I might be missing some, but it's okay. We have World War I, like 1918. Then World War II in 1938. And then the Korean War, I think it is, 1950s. And then the Vietnam War in the 60s and 70s. And then the whole Cold War in the 80s with the Russians, and also Nicaragua and all that stuff going on and supporting all that stuff. And then the 90s, we had all the stuff with Iraq.
Oh, the Desert War.
Yeah, the Desert Storm Wars. And then obviously the stuff with the Osama bin Laden. And then here just recently, the Afghanistan War that we had going on. We have been at war with somebody all our lives. Is it because we're the aggressors? What's the reason? There's all kinds of people could give their take on why America has been at war since their very founding.
You know, I think it's because we're just holding our own, bro. But
maybe,
you know, but we could also be the aggressors in some parts. I mean, who knows, you know?
Yeah. So a lot of people, if there's a civil war and America starts to fall, they're going to want piece of the action, piece of revenge.
Mm hmm.
You'll see all these little guys with the little Vietnamese hats, the little pyramid hats. We go get you. We got you. We'll kill Rambo. We're Rambo. We kill Rambo. Stuff like that's going to go on. I don't know how they're going to get over here. Maybe they're going to sail their little fishing boats over here and attack us. But whatever, they're going to come over here and get their piece of the pie. And Japanese, all of them.
You know, and now that you mentioned that, you know, in Vietnam, you know, there was certain like spike traps, the spike pit traps, and certain guerrilla warfare tactics that it's now illegal in war, right? Because the Geneva Convention and all that. But Civil War, I don't think none of that's going to apply.
No, people don't care that over the time they'll deal with whatever comes afterwards. I mean, Napoleon Bonaparte, you know, heard of this guy, right? Napoleon Bonaparte. He's how wars used to be fought, because guns didn't work very well. They didn't fire very far. Neither did artillery. They would line up on these battlefields. I'm sure you saw it before. And there's even games like that. And just, okay, let's start the war, commence. And they would shoot. You shoot. And then we'll shoot. And then shoot. And eventually whoever has the most people left standing. Okay, you won. We give up. You know, that's how it would will. Well, that's not how Napoleon Bonaparte did. He hid his shit in the woods and stuff. And came out. He didn't play by the rules. They hated his guts because he thought he was like, what the hell? You're not very honorable. You just run out of the woods and kill us. We weren't even ready yet. We didn't wave our flag or anything. Nobody blew a trumpet. So that's the reason they hated him. That was one of the first guerrilla warfares, at least of that modern time, of the art of our, you know, artillery and things like that, firearms. So you're exactly right. During this Civil War, nobody's going to be worrying about war crimes or that crap. They'll deal with that later on. I mean, I'm sure the Germans, when they were doing the Nazi Germans, didn't think, you know, we better win this, because if we don't, they're going to bring us up on war crimes. First of all, they probably didn't think they were going to lose, and they didn't care about that shit. So,
Yep. We'll deal with it later when it comes.
Yep.
If anybody does, you know, if Civil War happens, anybody needs some help, you know, I highly recommend this book.
How to Overthrow a Government. Who wrote that? That's dangerous. You be careful with that book.
But it's not illegal, because it says how to overthrow a government.
A government. Just any old government. You know, what's the smallest country in the world? Macau or something like that? Like the Bermuda or somewhere, the vacation capital. I declare I'm now the king of this Bermuda.
Just plant a flag.
Yeah. I dare you.
But yeah, highly recommend that book. Very informative. And like always, Rod, you know your stuff, man. I love it.
Well, I try to know something, because I don't have much else going for me. I'm kind of short and ugly, so I got to do what I got to do. Also, one more thing about the Civil War. So no matter where you are, whether you're in a suburb or urban environment or out in the woods or out in the desert, where like some of us, there might come a time that you can't hold your own anymore. Now what? What kind of vehicle are you going to get? Where are you going to go? What's the plan? Because it's got to be some kind of plan to flee all this. I wrote a book about the living in the forest here in Florida and how it's founded. During that time, it was called the Indian Wars. It was actually right before the revolution. And a lot of the Europeans were fighting each other and things up there. And so they were fighting the Indians. Anyhow, a lot of people fled to Florida because it was just a no man's land. It was controlled by Spain at the time. Spain didn't really control it at all. It was kind of like a no man's land. So it's kind of where you get the whole Florida man, because nobody had any rules here. You came down here and did whatever the hell you want. So people are going to be looking for places like that. Some kind of mountain town where nobody has any control over it, and nobody goes to and nobody knows about it. Or some desert town that's away from every highway you can think of, but you almost have to get a dirt road to get back to it. That's where people are going to go when they start fleeing, I think. At least the smart ones.
But
you got to make it there first.
And they'll probably be, you know, expecting somebody to come, you know, they'll probably be pretty guarded, you know?
Yeah. Once so many people get there, they're, hey, no more, turn back. But we need safety. Too bad. Be like Mad Max.
Yes. Your
RV all decked out with metal plating and shit over the wheels.
I fucking love those movies, man. Yeah, and they're always looking for gas, you know, resources are scarce, you know, and that happened in the Civil War as well, too. You know, people were starving.
Right. And they would do a scorched earth policy where they'd burn entire fields, because they knew that the enemy was getting ready to come through that way. And if they could replenish their supplies, they could continue fighting on. So sometimes they'd even burn their own fields and that make sure that the enemy couldn't have. That's what the Russians did. When the Nazis started advancing on Russia, they started burning everything. They burnt their buildings. They burnt their factories. They destroyed it all because they didn't want the Germans to have it. And they kept moving eastward towards China until they could regroup and turn around and fight the Nazis. So we've seen all this kind of battling before, but a lot of these people don't know anything. Again, they can't even spell the word Palestine when you know that. So they have no idea. The whole, if you don't know history, you're going to repeat it. They're doomed to repeat it. This is what's going to happen to a lot of people. They have no idea how this works. All they like to do is get on social media and, you're a Nazi, you're a bigot, you're whatever they call anybody who doesn't agree with them. But when it comes to push to shove, they're not going to know what to do.
Yep. Very true, man. And right,
so hopefully you're ready for this Civil War.
Ready, bro. I mean, I'm fat. I can't run, but try and hold it down somewhere, bro.
Just don't hold it sideways. That's
Cholo. Be like, hey, boss.
You put your eye out, or it'll hit you in the chin and bust your teeth out or something.
Oh, I seen those videos too. the people that they have the scope on their eye.
Boom. Yeah.
But Rod, appreciate it, man. You know your stuff. Always great conversations with you, bro.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you putting this together. And like I said, don't be too afraid. It might not happen. Yeah, you've got the whole thing about year 2000, the Y2K thing. I don't know how old you were then. You might not even been born yet.
I remember.
Yeah, they were all above. Oh, the world's going to end. And nothing happened. And so nothing may happen now, but it keeps getting closer and closer. Most nations have not lasted more than 400 years historically. America's approaching, 250, 300 years, something like that?
Yeah, close to 300.
Yeah, 300 years. So,
you know, and it doesn't hurt to prepare, you know, just think of stuff and, you know, it might not happen, but if it does, you know, just prepare, you know?
Yeah, somewhat. You got to at least prepare somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks again, bro.
Thank you. Have a good night. Peace out.
Peace. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. And if you'd like to support this podcast, check out anchor.fm/screamingchewy@gmail.com. Any contribution is greatly appreciated and that makes you my producer. If not, that's cool. I'm just happy you're tuning in. And hey, Screaming Chewy Show merch. Yeah, that's right, at teespring.com. Just Google Teespring, T-E-E Spring, Screaming Chewy Show. Just Google that, it'll take you right there. And you could buy hoodies, t-shirts, socks, masks. You know, if there's any stuff you'd like to see on there or purchase, just let me know and I'll add it on. And you'll be rocking, styling. Social media, don't forget to follow me on there. On Facebook, Screaming Chewy Show. I like to share memes, just make up stupid shit. Share my episodes on there and just whatever. Check out my YouTube for video versions of my podcast episodes. Also, in between episodes, I like to add me streaming. Yeah, watch me get scared playing a creepy game or die playing PUBG or some shit, you know what I mean? And just check out my YouTube and Twitter. It's at Screaming Chewy. Yeah, not Screaming Chewy Show. I should change it to that. But for now, it's just Screaming Chewy. And thanks again for tuning in. See you next week. Peace.